the Western Buddhist order, known in India as the Trilokya Bodh Mahasangha, was founded in London in 1968. So today we meet to celebrate its 16th anniversary, or 16th birthday, as one might say. Without being over fanciful, one might perhaps attach a special significance to the fact that the order has now attained this particular number of years. 16 is twice 8, or 4 times 4, and both 4 and 8 are traditionally regarded as numbers indicative of squareness and stability. It is also the sum of 10 and 6, both of which numbers have their own symbolical associations. In pre-Buddhist Indian tradition, groups of 16, or 16-fold divisions of things, are extremely common. One of the commonest is that of the 16 digits of the moon. 16th parts are also referred to in Buddhist literature. Thus, in the Itivuttaka, the Buddha declares, "Monks, whatsoever grounds there be for good works undertaken with a view to rebirth, all of them are not worth 1/16th part of that goodwill, i.e. metta, which is the heart's release. Goodwill alone, which is the heart's release, shines and burns and flashes forth in surpassing them. Just as, monks, the radiance of all the starry bodies is not worth 1/16th part of the moon's radiance, but the moon's radiance shines and burns and flashes forth. Even so, monks, goodwill flashes forth in surpassing good works undertaken with a view to rebirth." Perhaps the best-known group of 16 in Buddhism is that of the 16 arahats, mysterious personages who exist from age to age and periodically reinvigorate the sasana. For many people in the FWBO, however, whether order members, mitras or friends, the most familiar association of the figure 16, the one that springs most readily to mind, is with the archetypal Bodhisattvas. Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara and the rest are all described in the literature and depicted in the visual arts of Buddhism as appearing in the surpassingly beautiful form of Indian princes, clad in rich silks and adorned with jewels, and 16 years old. They are 16 because 16 is the age at which a youth is considered, in India, to have attained to the full development of his faculties, both physical and mental, to be in the full bloom of masculine strength and beauty, and to be ready for the duties and responsibilities of life. In Western terms, at 16, one reaches the years of discretion. One grows up. One passes from immaturity to maturity. The 16th birthday, therefore, has, for Indian tradition, something of the significance that the 21st birthday has in the West, the 5-year difference between them no doubt being attributable to the fact that in Europe and North America, human beings mature later than they do in warmer climes. In celebrating its 16th birthday, the order is therefore celebrating, i.e. we as order members are celebrating, the attainment of our collective, inverted commas, majority as a spiritual community. We have reached the years of discretion. We have grown up. We have passed, collectively at least, from immaturity to maturity. We now have our own front door key and are free to come and go as we please. In celebrating the attainment of our majority, however, we must not forget that although we are Buddhists, we are, most of us, also Westerners, and that it may take us a few more years to achieve, as an order, the kind of spiritual maturity that is symbolized by the physical and mental maturity of the 16-year-old Indian youth. It may not be until our 21st birthday that the order will, in fact, be a recognizable reflection on the mundane level of the thousand-armed and thousand-eyed 16-year-old Avalokiteshvara. Nonetheless, today is our 16th birthday, and therefore the day on which we celebrate the attainment of our official majority, even though we may be a bit backward in our development. It was for this reason, partly, that I decided not only that as many of us should meet together on this occasion as possible, but also that I should, as part of the proceedings, deliver a lecture or read a paper. It is not often that we are able to come together in this way. Most order members are very busy, and there are problems of travel and accommodation. But it is at least some consolation that so large a section of the order should have been able to gather here today, the more especially since we are not able to hold our biennial convention this year as planned. The first of the 7 × 7 minus 1 conditions of the stability of the order laid down by the Buddha shortly before his parinirvana, i.e. that the brethren should assemble repeatedly and in large numbers, is being fulfilled, at least to a limited extent. Moreover, in gathering here today, we do not forget those members of the order who are unable to be with us, and who, no doubt, are also celebrating our 16th birthday. We know that we are united with them, as they with us, through our common commitment to the Three Jewels, and through the all-pervading spirit of Metta, which, transcending time and space, links mind to mind and heart to heart in worldwide spiritual fellowship.